This is Football Night in Northern Colorado, presented by Perry's Pizzeria. Here's Angel Padilla.
Welcome back into the second part of Football Night in Northern Colorado. I am, of course, your host, Angel Padilla, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios here in Greeley as the sun is beginning to set on another gorgeous football night in NoCo as we are getting you ready for the A1 Organics Game of the Week between Wellington and Berthoud, the Eagles and Spartans getting going here in playoff action, 2A playoff action in Berthoud tonight. Both teams 9-0 coming into that one, and we'll dive into both of those teams here in a minute. Just want to run through quickly some of the games that are going on in playoff football around the state. The games that are going on tonight that Kyle Johnson will be in studio to give you all of the updates for. Starting here in 1A, had two games going on tonight. Fifth seed Buena Vista is hosting 12th seed Colorado Springs Christian. And then number 2 Holyoke hosting number 15 Platte Canyon. Those are your two 1A games going on tonight. The rest of those will kick off tomorrow. Over in 2A, the only game going tonight is Berthoud and Wellington. All of the other 2A games will get going tomorrow. 1 and 2 p.m. look like the kickoff times for the rest of those. But we'll get the big one here for you. Berthoud, the 4 seed. Wellington, the 13th seed in 2A. Of course, 3A brackets will be out, I believe, on Sunday as they're still wrapping up their part of the regular season there. Over in 4A, we did have one game wrap up last night. That was 10th seeded Thomas Jefferson and 23rd seed Stanley Lake. Thomas Jefferson got the win there, 22-14. They will move on to the second round to play Dakota Ridge. For the games that are going on tonight in 4A, number 16 Vista Ridge is hosting number 17 Denver South. Number 9 Golden hosting number 24 Monarch. Number 13, Fruita Monument, hosting number 20, Falcon. And then number 14, Pueblo West, hosting number 19, Longmont. Those are the games in action tonight for 4A. Lastly here, we'll look at the 5A games. And we have 7 5A playoff games tonight. So Kyle Johnson's going to be very busy throughout the night as we have a lot of good matchups here. We'll start number 16, Eagle Crest, hosting number 17, Legacy. The winner of that will go on to play number 1 seed overall, Cherry Creek. Then we have number 9, Castleview, hosting number 24, Fossil Ridge. The Sabercats headed over to Castleview to kick on that one. That game should be underway right about now. Number 15, Fairview, is hosting number 18, Fountain Fort Carson tonight. As well as number 10, Legend, hosting number 23, Brighton. The winner of that game will go on to play Valor Christian. The winner of the Fairview-Fountain Fort Carson game will go on to play Columbine. A couple more games here in 5A. We did have one that wrapped up last night. Number 12, Rock Canyon, got the win over number 21, Arvada West. 20-14 was the final score there. The other games in action tonight, number 13, Denver East, hosting number 20, Mullen. And then number 14, Chatfield, hosting number 17, Cherokee Trail. And then number 11, Grandview, hosting Douglas County. So those are the games going on tonight all across Colorado playoff football this evening. Kyle Johnson, of course, in studio to give you all of those updates as they happen throughout the broadcast. Which brings us to our A1 Organics Game of the Week between the Wellington Eagles and the Berthoud Spartans. Both teams 9-0 coming into this one. We'll start first here with the road team, the Wellington Eagles, of course, out of Wellington, Colorado, under second-year head coach Travis Peoples. And what's interesting about this Wellington team, and this Wellington program for that matter, this is only their second year, and there are no seniors on this team. Of course, they went 4-4 previously, but then to answer back in your second year with a 9-0 record, very impressive there for Travis Peoples. We'll hear from him in just a second. But looking at some of their stats this year, they're scoring about 39.4 points per game, allowing just about 11.7 points per game. So a very good offense and a very stingy defense. And we'll go ahead and listen to Coach Peoples here as he'll talk about some of the challenges that he has faced as a coach building a program from the ground up. talking about the commitment and the buy-in from those players and families around the Wellington area to buy into this new school, to buy into this football program. Here's Coach Travis Peoples earlier from Coach Speak.
I had to have a parent meeting to make sure that the kids that lived in Wellington and were going to come here stayed here, and that was a hard sell, because you're trying to tell them something that's maybe a 3 or 5 year building process. We're going to do it in a year or two, and so it's hard to explain that. But our parents believed what I was selling. The kids came in, and then ordering all the uniforms, that was just cherry on top. It was pretty cool. Got to spend about $100,000 of taxpayer money getting helmets and stickers and shoulder pads and uniforms. But it's been a great start. It's been a remarkable start. I'm not one who says this happens every year, because it doesn't. It's impossible to go undefeated. But with no seniors and a new school and conference champs, it's been really special. We started him last year as a ninth grader. Now he's a 10th grader. He's still in the maturation process to be an elite quarterback. But make no doubt, he's a capital F football player. I think the kid's a Division I kid. I think he can play linebacker, tight end, quarterback, anywhere he wants. But he's never played quarterback before, and to have a 6'3", 225-pound kid who is right now is a power runner, and he's one of the top in the state, leading our offense, that's where you start. That's where the NFL starts. That's where college starts. You got to get your quarterback situation right, and ours is in good hands. And down the road, I would not be surprised if he's a Power 5 guy. He's going to put a lot of time in the off season, summer, working on his craft. He's got all the tools, and now what we got to do is just hone those tools. Yeah. Thing number one is buy-in. The kids had to come in here and buy in. If you saw the picture of our group of 10 or 12 kids 20 months ago, I met them up at the school wasn't even open. I met them up at a local gym, and no one could bench 135 pounds. And I think what we cut our teeth on was I told them that the weight room was going to be the backbone of our program, and our kids have kind of accelerated it. We lift 12 months out of the year. I run the weight room here at the school. I'm big into the old fashioned bench, squat, clean type of stuff, and we go 12 months. We actually lift hard during the school year. So if you take the type of kid we have here at Wellington, who's kind of a farm kid, tough small town kid, and then you give them a goal in the weight room, and they smash it and they go after it. It's not the X's and O's. It's not motivation. We don't have to get pregame speeches. It's the kids putting the work in, and they've done it for 20 months. So you talk about success. Any young coach out there, I can tell you our success or my success anywhere I've been is that we've been the tougher and the stronger team. And that starts in the weight room, and it starts with me leading that and making sure these kids are doing what I expect in there. And that's bench, squat, clean, and we go heavy. And we set goals that are super high that, a 500 or 550-pound squat might sound ridiculous, but we set some really high goals for some of these kids.
So there you go. That's Coach Travis Peoples of the Wellington Eagles. Appreciate Coach Dick on Coach Speak having the opportunity to talk to these coaches and these players, athletic directors as well. He gives us such a valuable insight to these teams and, valuable insight into Wellington. You talked about it there with the type of program they've been kind of building up from scratch and literally by scratch, begging families and these kids to make sure they stay in Wellington to buy into the process of building a football team, building a football program and a culture for a town like Wellington. It's got to be a huge deal. And then, of course, to get into the playoffs in only your second year, conference champs of the 2A Patriots Central League, that's a big deal. And you can really tell the how much respect that Travis Peoples has for his team, but also you can sense the appreciation he has for the position that he's in right now, how much pride he talks about these players. Not even needing to give a pregame speech. That's just how excited these guys are to play. And he talked a little bit about it. Sophomore quarterback Tanner Gray, not great passing the ball, only 44% completion percentage, only 347 yards this year, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and 80.6 QBR rating. So it's not terrible for a sophomore quarterback, at least in the touchdown interception ratio. But the biggest thing for him is the rushing stats. This is sophomore quarterback Tanner Gray, 112 carries, 1,060 yards, 117 yards per game, and 17 touchdowns. This kid is electric, and I already know just by telling, just by hearing the story there about the weight room process, these guys are always lifting. These farm kids out in Wellington, they are a physical bunch. They're not going to take crap from anybody, and that all is, that goes true for the quarterback. That also goes true here for their leading rusher, junior Cash Altschwager. What a name for a running back, Cash. Great name there. 85 carries, 938 yards on the regular season, averaging right at 117.3 yards per game and 13 touchdowns. So you have a quarterback running 117.8 and a running back getting 117.3 yards per game. That is a lot of ground and pound football that this Wellington team likes to play. But when they do throw the ball, they can rely on sophomore tight end Kaysen Brown. He's got 8 catches on the year for 103 yards and 3 touchdowns. I mentioned Tanner Gray, the quarterback, still kind of, you know, maturing as a quarterback. But as Coach People said there, he's got all the traits of a Power 5 Division 1 type of quarterback with his size, with his athleticism. You see it in the ground game. You see it a little bit in the passing game. This Wellington offense may have a little bit to say about this game tonight. And of course, on the defensive side, they are led by sophomore linebacker Azuya Gracie, 33 solo tackles, 44 assisted, and he's averaging 9.6 tackles per game. Going to need him tonight to show up. Tough game on the road. But when you look at this Eagles team on the road this year, they're 5-0 in road games, of course. They are scoring just over 30 points per game on the road, and they're only allowing 9 points per game in road games. So it makes for a good, you know, a very good season. Of course, you want to go undefeated. You want to win all of your games. They started off the year on a 3-game road streak with wins over Estes Park, Highland, and Sterling. And then they went back home for 2 games where they beat Timnath and then Valley. Ended up closed out the season with a road win over Prospect Ridge, a home win over Devlin, a road win over conference foe Platte Valley, and then a win last week at home against Bennett. So you like the momentum coming into this game. Played a lot of really good road games on the year. Of course, 5 road games, 4 home games. So this team is battle tested. They like their defense to travel a little bit. And I'm excited just to hear what how Michael and Bruce break this down for a program, like I said, to be only in their second year and already be having an undefeated season, already in the playoffs. Your 2A Patriots Central League champs. Great success there, and it's that kind of success early on that can really kind of sow those seeds for a good football culture, at least at the preps level there in Wellington. So I know that whole community is going to be rooting for their guys tonight as they take on Berthoud, and we'll get into the Spartans right after this break. When we come back, we will dive into the Berthoud Spartans team. We'll hear from head coach Corey Ticknor. And then we'll break down similar things there before we send you out to Michael and Bruce for their pregame show. You are listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. It's 6:22. Welcome back into Football Night in Northern Colorado. I'm your host, Angel Padilla, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios here in Greeley. And we are getting you set for your A1 Organics Game of the Week. Playoff action between the Wellington Eagles and the Berthoud Spartans. Both teams 9-0 coming into this one in the 2A bracket of Colorado Preps football. Of course, the Spartans out of Berthoud, Colorado, led by head coach Corey Ticknor. I want to make sure we get this clip played here at the start of this segment. But Coach Ticknor was on with Coach Bruce Dick earlier this week on Coach Speak. Make sure you go check out that show for all of the preps, playoff info, recaps, previews, all of that. Coach Dick does a great job. And of course, we'll hear from him shortly with him and Michael on the pregame. But let's hear from Berthoud head coach Corey Ticknor.
Oh yeah, Coach. It's a real exciting time for Berthoud. Whenever you get two 9-0 teams playing in the first round, two league champions, I don't know how many times that has happened in the history of the state brackets, but that's pretty unusual. And that's something that we've embraced over here. We're really excited about it. We chose to play that game on Friday night because Friday night in Berth, it's a special time. So to get that game under the lights, have the whole county's attention, kind of be the primetime event for the first round of the 2A brackets, the energy is very, very, very high over here right now. Yeah, our offensive line has paved the way for about 2,600 yards on the ground this season. So you know that's an exciting number for us too. You know, we got Donovan Mann playing some tackle for us. He's a big kid, number 64. He goes both ways a little bit. Garrett Pulowski's been playing some really solid guard for us. He'll play a little bit of D line this week also. And Brandon Calise, our center. You know, he kind of quarterbacks that offensive line, if you will. He makes the checks and the calls. And, you know, it's a real exciting group up front for the Berth Spartans as well. Well, we're fortunate in the fact that, you know, we've kind of had a platoon system that started back in spring. So our two-way players are limited to what we call has got to have it down. So we try to keep, you know, our 11 guys playing offense and our other 11 guys playing defense. But we've got about three or four kids that go both ways. And Aiden McGrath's a big two-way player for us. He tries to stay on the field most of the game. He's playing middle linebacker, number 88 for us. He's a big linebacker. He's got over about 96 tackles on the season. He also plays tight end. He's got a couple touchdown receptions, and he's a huge blocker on the edge for us. So we try to limit the two-way impact on the game, but, you know, at the 2A level, that's something that you're really going to have to utilize.
There you go. That was head coach of the Berthoud Spartans, Corey Ticknor, just talking about his team, talking about the importance that this game means for that Berthoud community, playing on a Friday night in your home stadium, in front of your home crowd, your friends, your family, relatives, all of that just makes for a great night in Preps football. And you can just tell, as we heard the passion and appreciation from the Wellington coach, you can hear the excitement and the confidence from the Berthoud head coach. And this team has nothing. They have absolutely no reason not to be confident, scoring 41 points per game on this year, and they're only allowing 5.2 points per game. That's right. Less than a touchdown they are allowing in all of their games this year. Of course, 5-0 in home games so far. When they are at home, their record's almost exactly the same, but more impressive, they're scoring 40 points per game at home, and they are allowing 4.2 points per game on the road. I've talked about it all season long with this Berthoud team. This Spartans defense is for real. The most points that they have allowed all season long in a game was 17 in a win at Fort Lupton. So that was even on the road that this defense, that was their only real slip up. They never gave up more than 17 points in a game. But of course, they are led by senior quarterback Darren Davidson, 56 for 90 on the year, 62% completion percentage, right at 930 yards passing, 14 touchdowns, zero interceptions. That's a stat line you love to read as a quarterback. He's averaging about 103 yards per game through the air, but he also can do some damage on the ground. 35 carries, 213 yards, and 6 touchdowns. A guy with this much experience playing at this high of a level for the Spartans, you got to really rely on that senior leadership, a guy that you know is going to have your back in the huddle, not going to get shaken by a turnover or a bad play or anything like that. Senior Darren Davidson, the quarterback, and he is joined alongside in the backfield leading rusher, running back, senior Alex Larson. And he has had a phenomenal year so far, 143 carries, 1,267 yards. You love to break that 1,000-yard mark as a rusher or as a receiver, but if you can get up to 1,200 yards, that's really good. 17 touchdowns on the ground, and he's averaging 140 yards per game. Senior Alex Larson there is going to be a threat, definitely on the ground tonight. You love that leadership there in the backfield. But if they need to throw the ball a little bit, they can go out wide to junior receiver Weston Petrowski. Weston Petrowski, 18 receptions, 286 yards, and 4 touchdowns on the year. Like I said, with Wellington, these teams like to run the ball a lot, so you won't see a ton of wide receiver skill player involvement. But when they need them there, you can rely on guys like Petrowski there, the junior at wide receiver. And you heard Coach mention that there in that clip, their defensive leader, senior linebacker Aiden McGrath, 18 solo tackles, 35 assisted, 5.5 tackles for loss, and he's averaging 10.7 tackles per game. You love to see that stat line. So just comparing the star players from both teams, Wellington had a sophomore, and a junior. Berthoud has three seniors and a junior as some of their top players. So you can just see the difference in program longevity. Of course, Wellington's only in their second year, and an impressive second year at that. But you look at just the experience of that Berthoud Spartans team, and it showed out all year for them. They started off at home with a win over Timnath, win on the road over Valley, and then back home with a win over Thompson Valley, went on the road for two games, beat Lamar and Fort Lupton, and then they went home for two games where they beat Forge Christian and Eaton. Finally, a road win over the Academy, and then a home win last week against Steamboat Springs. But I don't know much more else to say about the Spartans team other than they are a steady, steady offensive team. They're not going to do too much crazy stuff through the air. They can rely on their running back if they need to. They can rely on the legs of their quarterback, Davidson, if they need to. But the story of this team is that defense. If you're only allowing 5.2 points per game, less than that at home, you got to love it. And you know that Berthoud crowd is going to be amped up for it, as Coach mentioned earlier. It's such a community event when you get a game like this, a playoff matchup. That's big enough on its own, but a 9-0 versus 9-0, an established program like Berthoud taking on one of the up-and-comers in Wellington. But this is going to be an absolute physical battle tonight over in Berthoud. So that all being said, that's going to wrap us up here for Football Night in NOCA. Appreciate you all listening. Of course, it's been brought to you by Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House over in Johnstown right next to Shields. Kyle Johnson will be in here shortly to give you all the updates on playoff games that are already in action, as well as games that are going on throughout the broadcast. He'll have all of those scoreboard updates. I did see a scoreboard update here, Wyoming up 3-0 over CSU. So there's your Border War update. Thank you for listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado. I have been your host, Angel Padilla. Have a safe weekend. Have fun. Go watch some football. Happy footballing.